The following event is a More Ace Audio production. Introducing first, from London, England, the team of Ace and Skillet, this is The Kickout.
All right, what's going on, people? Welcome to another episode of The Kickout. My name is Ace.
My name is Skillet.
Here it is, your rundown of all things WWE and pro wrestling. How you been, Skillet?
I'm a bit sore, man. I'm tired, man.
Skillet had a big night last night.
Yeah, it was a good night. It was a very good night.
I missed it, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, what happened, Ace?
You know what's mad, yeah? You know what's really annoying?
What happened?
I'm going to say, I've told you what happened anyway. But
no, I know what happened, but
I got there, I was supposed to DJ at 9:30.
Uh-huh.
I got to the venue at 9:30.
Right.
Went in my boot to get my bag.
Okay.
My bag wasn't there.
Oh.
I was like, shit, I've left my bag where I was before.
Mm.
So rather than me coming, what I should have done is just stayed.
Yeah.
To watch it.
That's why I felt bad, because did I tell you to go back and get your bag?
No, I just went back.
Okay. I was thinking, did I tell you to go back? Because if I told you to go back and then tell you not to DJ after, I would have felt bad.
I should have just stayed.
Yeah, you should have watched the show. The show was amazing, man.
Yeah, I saw it. Like,
it's a great show.
The snaps looked awesome.
Like, I performed a new... So, I mean, basically, the only song that people that would have known my music that came down last night was Ready to Light, right?
Right.
So everything else performed is new music. This off the new album that's going to come out on Monday. Make sure you get on iTunes this Monday. Spotify, Tidal.
Tidal as well.
Yeah, Jay-Z, man.
Right, you're getting the bag.
Yeah, so that's the only song they knew.
Yeah.
Ready to Light. So everything else was new. So they had no idea what songs I was performing. And then that Swipe Left song went off.
Went off.
Bruv,
yeah.
I'm telling you, went off. I couldn't believe
it.
I was shocked.
Because, you know, there's all these undercover Tinder users.
But there you go. It's a song that everybody can relate to. So it's
well,
about
me,
Tinder. Okay, so if you guys don't understand, Swipe Left is a new song that's going to come out very soon, actually.
It's about Tinder.
It's about Tinder. So a lot of people could relate to my lyrics, and people will laugh. And I didn't think, you know, sometimes you might think, they might not get the joke.
Yeah.
But nah, they got it. Hook, line, and sinker, man. So yeah, I can't wait.
So the album's out Monday. You guys go check that out.
Yeah, man.
100%.
But we got a special guest here today.
We have a guest today.
We've been trying to get her on the show since we met Els.
Yeah, Els probably did one of the earliest podcasts with us.
She was like episode 7.
It was at the other building. That's how long ago it was.
Yeah.
Like, we ain't been in that building for a long time.
No, we haven't.
Yeah.
I think it's on fire now.
What, the building's on fire?
You never know.
Oh, you never know. It's like...
government.
Yeah, we're in West London. It could happen.
It could happen.
But we do have a guest.
Yes, we do. Her name is Tay.
Hello, Tay.
Hi.
How are you, Tay?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Introduce yourself to the people. Let them know a little bit about yourself. And why you're here today?
Yeah, I'm Tay. I'm here, obviously, to talk about wrestling. What do you want me to talk about? How I started?
Yeah, I mean, like, well, before you do that, actually, what do you do?
Okay, well, I do, like, the normal 9-to-5, and in all my hustle, I sell hair extensions.
So okay.
It's Coco Cabello.
Okay.
And we believe in, like, genuineness, and we trial all our own hair. I don't know if you guys, well, obviously you guys on the radio can't see me, but you guys can see, like, this is lit.
It's looking nice. Looking good, man.
Yes.
So, So, check out our page. It's Coco Cabello on Instagram.
Right.
It's on Twitter, on Facebook. On Twitter, it's Coco Cabello 1, and on Facebook, just Coco Cabello.
Wicked.
And, yeah.
Awesome. And how long have you been a wrestling fan?
I have been a wrestling fan since about 1998.
Okay.
1999.
It's a good era.
Yeah, the best era. I started mainly because I just used to chill in my brother's room. I just went to chill with my brother.
Yes.
And then he was watching wrestling and I just got hooked into it.
Right, right.
And then that was me.
And we always ask guests this on the show every week. The listeners are going to know what I'm going to ask you.
Yes.
Your Mount Rushmore, your top four.
Okay.
Of all time.
This changes a bit. All the time.
Oh,
like,
okay.
There's two stable ones.
Sure.
And then the other two are a bit flexible.
Oh, okay.
So two stable ones. Obviously, my number one is The Rock. That was the main reason why I got into wrestling. Like, I saw, like, one of his vignettes on there, and I was like, I'm watching this every week. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Sorry to cut you.
Yeah.
But that was what was so special about WWE back then. You had, like, characters like The Rock and Austin who would... just attract people who would never ever watch wrestling ever in their life. They were bigger than wrestling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's yeah. yeah.
Hooked me on.
I see that.
Rock is my number one. Number two is Undertaker.
Okay.
Undertaker, for me, it's just because when I saw him in WrestleMania 29, like, I loved him before, but just his presence there, oh, it was amazing.
Well, you were there live?
I was there, 29.
WrestleMania 29 in New York.
Yeah.
Jersey. It wasn't one of the best WrestleManias, though, was it?
It wasn't the best.
It wasn't the best main event again. It was Cena Rock 2.
Yeah.
Oh, you saw Cena Rock 2?
Yeah, I saw The Rock, yes.
So you saw the one when Cena won?
Yeah, second one.
Okay, and Taker had who with that WrestleMania?
CM Punk.
Yes.
That was that should have made
that event match.
That was the match of the night.
Yeah, it was.
Did you go to Raw the night after?
Nah, I didn't.
Oh, care. That was the best.
I know. Raw. I really wish that I was so upset.
Ever.
I was so upset.
What happened to Raw after that? That was when Brock Lesnar came back.
Yeah.
And that was when,
I was on the plane to go back.
And that was when Dolph Ziggler cashed in and I lost my shit.
Oh, yes.
That was New York. It was the best Raw after WrestleMania. It was so sick.
That was
better than Mania.
It was. I shed a tear afterwards. I'm not going to lie. It is.
And Rock never turned up, which was really bad because everyone was upset about that.
Yeah.
And the crowd were just wild. It was like swearing all night.
Was that when the Fandango thing started on that night?
It was crazy.
That was a sick Raw.
That was a sick Raw.
Wow, you guys with this history, man.
What's up? So I missed it. But yeah.
Yeah, that Mania was all right though. But it was all right.
The Raw was better. Yeah.
So Rock, Taker.
Right, my two flexible ones. Right, Jericho.
Yes.
Jericho has to be.
I'm liking this list.
Good list.
I love Jericho. Yeah, just from when he was like when he came in, interrupted The Rock, just through to like with China, up to like today, he's just one of the best.
Yeah, definitely, hands down.
Yeah,
hands down.
Fourth one is Lita.
Okay,
wow. Okay.
I don't think because I've never really heard guys say one of their Mount Rushmores are a female. I had to bring that in. But Lita is one of the best females there.
Well, okay.
I know there's a lot to pick from.
I would say the generation now. Who watches wrestling now? When they get older,
they will choose
women now because the division now is amazing.
Yes,
the division we had growing up.
How do you think Lita would do in today's crop? Like, would she be as amazing as she was like against the Charlottes and Sashas?
I don't know.
No,
I think she would. You know,
I don't know
because she was head and shoulders above the rest of them.
She was better than them.
Yeah,
and well, she wasn't better than. In my opinion, she wasn't better than Jacqueline as a wrestler.
Lita was up there.
Yeah. She hands down. Good. She was amazing. She did a lot of amazing things.
She was the first woman. She was just killing them with
the moonsaults. Yeah. She'll do well today. I just don't think she's not elite. I don't think she's on the level of Charlotte or Becky.
Really?
I don't know.
As an in-ring worker. Remember, you have to remember, Lita botched a lot. She made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, she did make a lot of mistakes. I do remember that.
You have to remember that. But she'll be better than like Lana's and Tamina.
I don't know if that's that hard, but
exactly.
Tamina's all right.
No.
Okay. So you were at WrestleMania 29. How was that whole weekend for you? That experience.
That was amazing. Like I went to some of the access, and then just seeing people around. I walked past. Like there was like a Ring of Honor like tape in there.
Okay. Did you watch that?
No, I didn't watch it. Like I missed.
We got to do that if we do that next day, you know. Because we had a chance to do that last time and we didn't.
We didn't go.
Because we were interviewing and stuff, but there was some downtime we could have done and we should have took advantage of that.
Not there. And then I was outside, I can't remember, is it Music City or something? I can't remember what the building's called. And Jericho just came out of a car. I was
no way.
Sick.
So it was good.
Loved it.
Awesome.
That's wicked, man. Yeah, man. Sorry about my phone.
It's popping off. Yeah. Superstardom. Should we talk about outside the ring first?
Yeah, Talking Smack, man.
Why though? Talking Smack is gone, people.
It doesn't make sense.
There will be no more Talking Smack.
One of the most compelling television in WWE in a long time.
Yeah.
You just let your wrestlers be themselves with a mixture of kayfabe. Yeah. But, like, do you know what I mean? Like, people could make a name for themselves so easy on that platform.
And I think because SmackDown is an hour less than Raw as well, they needed that extra show just so people could get their personalities across. And as well, like, you could see that it was totally unscripted. It was letting people do exactly what they do. And we were getting great matches out of Talking Smack and just things that happened. So, nah, man, that's terrible.
There's rumors Vince cancelled it because Daniel Bryan.
Because of what, though?
You know how Daniel Bryan was very.
He just didn't care.
He didn't. 100%.
Yeah, but that's what made it good, though.
Yeah, but, you know, there's only so much you could.
Sometimes he did act like he didn't give a shit.
He didn't care at all. You could do a list of so many things that he said that would piss Vince off on a regular basis. He said something about SmackDown is the place for fisting. He said something like, because of the big fist. Remember that big fist? He said that he's going to leave WWE in the next year and wrestle Cody Rhodes and Ring of Honor. Like, he said so many things that was like against... the whole argument with The Miz, obviously. I know that was kind of staged, but a lot of that...
That was some of the best bits.
That was amazing. That made The Miz. Exactly. It made The Miz, but...
You know. Well, they said that they're going to have it for the pay-per-views.
And guess who's not on the show?
Who? Daniel Bryan, obviously. There you go. That's a shame. And the fact that they didn't even let the people know that it was being cancelled. Renee Young found out when it went out on Twitter.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That's really bad. That's really bad. Very, very bad. So we'll miss Talking Smack. I reckon it'll come back there at some point.
Shame it, man. Escape death.
So yeah, I shouldn't laugh. But it's just funny to say out loud.
Man, what the hell? They had to land the helicopter in water.
Yeah, that's crazy.
In the middle of the river.
Yeah. I think, what's funny is that, do you see the interview?
Are you Vince McMahon's son? I was cracking up. You're pissed.
Well, are you just waiting for him to put AJ over? Like, he's waiting. he was in character the whole time. Like, he was really Shane from SmackDown the whole time.
He said to the reporter, that landing is, what I say it is, week in and week out, simply phenomenal.
Amazing. Thank you. Well done to the pilot. For
yeah, the pilot smashed it.
And big up to Shane.
What do you think of Shane McMahon, Tay? Are you a Shane McMahon fan?
I wouldn't say I'm a fan. I respect Shane.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm a fan. I mean, he's done
some great work.
Yeah, he's done some good.
I don't know if he's relevant now.
I've been watching a lot of old stuff on YouTube recently, and he's a totally different person. Like, I feel like when he came back, he was very awkward to watch on mic here. And he was messing up a bit, and he just, like, he was sweating a lot. And he was botching lines and stuff, And I just thought, remember how many times he messed up lines?
I remember, you used to laugh about it.
We used to laugh all the time. And I just thought, it's because he's just come back. He's going to warm into it, And he's going to go back to the Shane that. Because he used to be sick on mic, you know that? Like,
brilliant.
He was the best antagonist ever.
Yeah. Better than Steph.
He used to get under people's skin. He was amazing. I was watching the WWE versus Alliance line. I know the storyline ended up being shit, but if you watch the build up between Steph and Shane and Vince here, Shane was so awesome. Yeah. Like, he was proper getting under Vince's skin.
Do you remember what about that angle where Stephanie got adopted by Undertaker?
And
Shane was in the corporate ministry. Shane was like, I don't love you anymore, Dad. You're no longer my father. That was great work by Shane.
And Shane used to do so much. Do you remember when they were trying to angle for who The Rock was going to be on Team WWE or Team Alliance? Yeah. And The Rock bottomed Vince McMahon. Yeah. And then Shane started going mad.
Yeah.
He's just, like, Shane was amazing.
Yeah, he was.
He's just a shadow of his former son. Yeah. He's not the same.
He's not there. I think he's been definitely hurt about the whole CEO situation.
I know, but
COO, I think.
He's lost his swag totally.
Yeah, but I think he's been hurt. That's why. I just think he's doing it for the love of the... He still loves his family.
Know, but it's been a
but
year.
He's
it's
not
going
to have that drive to be
like how
he was.
It's been a whole year. Bruh. If you think about it, it's been like over a year.
Bro, he probably thought that was his... You grew up all your life thinking, I'm going to be the guy that's going to take my dad's
his
job.
His swag is totally...
And good. No yarb.
That's a damn shame. Mm. But yeah, I miss the old Shane.
I saw on the network, the Table for Free episode with... Do you have the network, Tay?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a Table for Free episode with the Nation members, apart from D-Lo.
Yeah.
I think Mark Henry's retired.
Did he say that?
On the show.
But they never even seen it.
Well, he didn't even come on and be like, guys.
They're now still on Table for Free. Oh. Not even on...
That's upsetting.
Raw.
Nah, he'll come back and do a little match every now and then, I reckon.
I don't know.
Because he can still go, innit?
Remember that time when he thought he was going to retire?
He can't make a big retirement because of that.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Because of that.
I agree with that. But at least have him make a bait. Like, maybe they should have given him a Strowman send-off, but don't make it a send-off, like, announces a send-off, and make it a thing where Strowman kills him off, and then he's gone, and you don't see him ever again.
Yeah.
I don't think they probably might. Actually, they probably did do that, didn't they?
No, they didn't.
They didn't.
Because even, like, at least even when, like, the Dudleys left, it was like, this is our last match.
Mm.
and you know what I mean, they put the club over. I think what you're saying is would have been right for him to put another monster over. Like,
But don't even, you don't have to make it a big deal.
Just
make him lose to Strowman, and then you never see him again.
But that's what I'm trying to say. I don't feel like he's retired. I feel like he's going to come back every now and then.
Well, this table of three episode was recorded like around Mania time, I think. Because obviously, everybody, because Godfather was at the Hall of Fame, watching the Hall of Fame, not being inducted. He was inducted last year, but so I think it was around the Mania time, and I think they just aired it now. So I think this is
funny.
So I think he's been retired for a minute. It's funny. There's a really funny moment where The Rock surprises them with gifts.
Alright.
And what it is the throwback to that time when The Rock joined the Nation, and he gave everybody the Nation Rolexes, and he gave Farouk a picture of himself. So he did it again, like modern day version, where everybody had Rolexes, and then Farouk opened it up and he's like,
hilarious.
Old man Rock smiling.
That's sick. I'm gonna go check that out.
Yeah.
Definitely. Anything else from outside the ring? Anything, have we got any more updates on this Paige and Del Rio scenario?
Not that I know of. I know Del Rio's still in investigation or so. I mean, I know he's still working dates on TNA.
Do you think?
I think they stopped him from working dates after this whole allegation.
Well, he's got a title, hasn't he? Has he got the world title at TNA?
Yeah.
So they're going to strip him.
El Patron.
Do you think WWE should just sack Paige now? I don't think they want to be.
She's not helping herself.
No, she's not.
She's really not.
I don't see a lot of people talk like, oh, Del Rio's doing this to Paige. I have no sympathy for Paige.
You have to. Do you know why? She's young. Let me tell you why.
How young is she?
Let me tell you why.
How young is she?
She's younger than Del Rio.
Yeah, I know that. Del Rio's a prick. I'm not saying he's not, but I'm saying like how.
But sometimes it's no way near the same. Yeah, but if you look at this R. Kelly situation, yeah.
How did we slip this in?
Right, now, if you look at this R. Kelly situation, R. Kelly technically isn't doing anything wrong because all of these women that he has in this so-called cult are of age. Yeah, but. He's using his stardom, he's using his influence, he's using his money to brainwash them and do everything he wants. Del Rio's doing the same thing, really.
Okay.
Like, really? Mm. Like, he's a huge star, he's a former champion, he's got money, he's got influence, and she's in awe of him, and he's kind of using that to keep her. Do you know what I mean?
It's a sticky situation.
It is a sticky situation. And we hope that I would love to see Paige back on the main roster.
Yeah. I hope she does come back.
Care.
But I don't think it's going to happen.
Am I the only one who doesn't care about Paige?
I do.
I want her to come back.
Yeah.
What she do that Paige. Was so great?
She's a British. That's
what? What? Like, she's a good wrestler.
Yeah.
But she hasn't done anything for me that's made me like, oh yeah, man, Paige.
You didn't like Paige AJ?
Yeah, that was nice. Nice program.
That was a wicked program.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice program.
Not wicked, it's nice.
I mean, it is what it is, isn't it? It's just,
All right, let's talk about Raw.
Yeah, let's do it.
Where was Raw this week? You have no idea, do you?
Raw?
We always do this.
Yeah, we always do this.
Raw this week was...
Oh, it was in... We mentioned it last week where it was.
Yeah.
And I said it was TNA country.
Nashville.
Right. Oh, and this is why we thought Dixie Carter would be part of the show.
That's why I thought
she wasn't.
And she wasn't. Yeah. But my other theory was right.
Do you know, you never said this theory on this station, on this.
But I did say it to you, right?
No, I think you said it online.
I said it on GP.
Yeah,
I said it on GP. Okay.
But so when I saw it, when you guys, I think someone tweeted it from the GP account,
yeah.
I was like, you lot are crazy. That's insane. That's
so I said, happened. I said it was Jason Jordan. So obviously, I didn't honestly think it was going to be Jason Jordan. I said, that's one possibility. So I honestly thought it was going to be Dixie Carter for some reason.
Yeah.
I got gassed. And then I thought, but it could be a possibility because they were saying Chad. And I was like, you know what? It'd probably be Jason more than Chad. That's what I said.
Why though?
I think they've got big plans for Chad on SmackDown. And it makes sense because Jordan...
Chad on SmackDown.
Yeah. Because Chad had the match with AJ.
Yeah.
And then Jordan wasn't nowhere to be seen.
Yeah.
Jordan wrestles like Angle.
Yeah.
Exactly like Angle.
Slightly looks like him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I was saying, I brought up the storyline with the Angle and Charmel from back in the day. And then Rival, I did say it last week on Kickout, and Rival said that doesn't make any sense because that means Jordan would be 16 or something like that.
He did say something like that.
Yeah, because he shut it down. He said, that doesn't make sense because he would be like 16 if that's the sense. Is that the case? And I went, oh yeah, that's true. So no, it wasn't Rival, it was Reese. Reese said that. Maybe we had Reese last week on the show.
Yeah,
and Reese said, that was the case. He would be 16. And I was like, yeah, that's you. Okay, that doesn't make sense. It won't be Sharmell then. But it still was Jason Jordan. And they said it was Angle in college days. So it made sense with the timeline.
Anyway, we're jumping way forward anyway. We'll get to this.
Yeah, you brought this up.
That's early. It was crazy. So Raw was from Nashville. I mean, I don't think there's a lot to talk about from Raw this week.
It kicked off with Dean Ambrose and The Miz.
Yes.
I think Ambrose has been doing really well, actually, since he's been interacting with Seth.
So I mean, we're getting a Shield reunion, basically.
I hope not.
Without Reigns.
I think it's he's... No, I think they won't. I don't think they'll bring back the Shield.
Well, there's a match. Well, did the match happen?
What match?
When it was Ambrose and Seth versus...
Them two might team up.
Wait, did that match happen this week?
No, I think it's next week.
Next week. There you go.
Like, Dean Ambrose called at The Miz and The Miz Taraj.
Yeah.
And then Seth Rollins eventually emerged instead. So Seth Rollins came out instead of The Miz Taraj. Remember, and they had a beautiful promo. It was a great promo. You know what? Dean Ambrose was doing really good work. When Seth and Dean were going back and forth about you betrayed me.
Yeah,
he
was like, yeah.
That was great.
And he turned his back and said, hit me with the chair.
I'm
going to
applaud that.
That was good. No, that was good.
Because we cuss out Dean a lot in the show.
We do. Has he redeemed
himself in your eyes?
Not redeemed.
I won't go that far. But I would say...
He's on the way.
Yeah, that was really good. And Seth was amazing.
Seth
apologised to him, I'm sorry. Really good. Emotion felt.
Yeah, I agree.
It's good.
I just don't want to see Ms. Ambrose anymore.
It is a bit much.
It's been going on forever.
It has been.
It's dead now in the water.
Yeah.
He does need another opponent.
You think Dean's gonna win it back and Miz goes somewhere else?
I think Miz will hold the IC title for a little while.
He's just becoming one of the greatest IC champions ever, isn't he?
Yeah, it's very arguable.
Wow. Go on, Miz, but I never thought I'd say today. You asked me this 5 years ago. I laughed. So that's really it for the beginning, but I don't think we need to really talk much. I mean, obviously a match happened. Obviously, Mr. Raj attacked both of them, and then they get into a program afterwards. Alexa Bliss versus Bayley.
Yeah.
What do you think of?
Bayley's not doing it for me. I don't know.
What does Bayley need to do? Because everybody was.
You said leave.
If you remember, before Bayley came from NXT,
she was so good.
I can't wait till she gets main roster. And now she's here.
I don't know what's missing. I don't know.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's just not working.
I've never seen a wrestler have the appeal of kids, adults. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
everyone.
They've messed it up.
Have they or has she? I mean.
I think both. I think the booking as well.
Yes. I don't think she gets good bookings.
I think the Bayley to Bayley needs to go.
Yeah, it does. It's too basic.
It's very extremely basic. That's just like beating someone with a scoop slam. It's just poor. And so now there's a match next week between Sasha and Bayley.
Yeah, because Sasha came out to help out Bayley, right?
Well, just to
Nia Jax came out and then now it's gonna be Bayley and Sasha next week. That should be a good match. That might turn things around. If they give that match...
How they used to in NXT, then build them up.
Will they turn Sasha heel during this match?
No.
She's never turning heel, then.
She will eventually.
So why not now?
She needs to,
because Bliss is the queen right now.
So I feel like Bayley could beat her and then Sasha turns heel.
I think they need to draw that a bit longer.
It's not time.
Yeah, it's not the right time yet.
Okay.
It would have been if they did it earlier.
But not
now. Then they drafted Bliss into Raw. So,
okay.
You know. Mustafa Ali.
That's good.
I mean, his finisher was great. That's nice.
He's a bad boy. He's a bad boy. Can I just read this out?
Go on.
Mustafa Ali and Jack Gallagher versus Brian Kendrick and Drew Gulak.
It's finished now. 205 is dead.
There's no more purple ropes.
I think keep all these guys on the show. Just let's not call it quiz.
Check this out. So I'm reading the highlights of the week here.
What's wrong?
And you know they have memorable moments.
Yeah.
And they used to have bullet points of five different memorable moments of the segment. This is just the match, yeah? This is only one bullet point of the memorable moment of this match. Gulak marks Gallagher's chest pain.
What?
That's the memorable moment.
That's weak, man.
Moving on from that. Enzo sets up Big Cass for the big show.
Yeah.
What do you think of this, Tay? And are you happy that Enzo and Cass broke up? Is it the right decision, do you think?
Yeah, I think it was.
Okay.
Because you know what Vince likes. He likes the big guys. So yeah. He was always going to break them up.
You're damn right.
Always going to make Cass be the big one. I think Enzo can hold his own.
Yes, he can.
I think he'll do well. But I'm not sure. With the way their bookings are going, I'm not sure how it's going to go for him. Mm. Like, it could be good.
Okay.
But it might fail.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Apparently, Big Cass is getting a lot of heat backstage.
Yeah,
apparently he's
a Trump supporter.
He's a Trump supporter. Interesting.
I don't believe that for some strange reason.
So that means, you know what that means?
What?
Big Cass is going to do really well corporate-wise in the WWE. Yeah, yeah.
He's going to get pushed to the top.
Yeah. Finn Balor versus Elias Samson. Does anybody care?
No.
I want to care.
I love Finn Balor.
Yeah.
I loved him, but like, he came him. And then they're just pushing him down the card.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I
think there's an NXT curse, honestly.
But it's strange, though, to think that he debuted on the main roster and his first match was SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Against Seth Rollins to win the Universal title. So he was going to be the man. From all this now, the plan was supposed to be the man.
Yeah.
And
they haven't even thought about bringing him back in that title spot.
There's an NXT curse, I'm telling you.
They need to turn him heel. Finn's a really good heel, you know.
Really?
He's a brilliant heel.
Let's do it, man.
They need to make him heel.
Let's put him
make him join with Luke Gallows and Anderson.
Let's do it.
Just do it. That's they need to do, because this is depressing, man.
Very bad.
He's hitting him with a guitar. It looked like it nearly killed him as well. Yeah, I've never seen a guitar shot apart from the one the Jetty Snake took from Honky Tonk Man back in the day. That nearly killed. Actually, literally nearly killed Jetty Snake. But this guitar shot looked like it injured Finn.
He was bleeding, right?
Yeah. He was pissed, apparently, backstage.
Wow.
Akira Tozawa versus Aria Davari.
I don't really understand this. I do like Titus, though.
I love Titus.
I'm enjoying it.
But they need to do more with this.
What though? What else can they do with it?
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, it's a good point. They need to cancel 205 Live, don't they?
I don't know.
Or make the cruiserweight division their own thing.
What do you mean?
No, I'm talking about that is 205 Live.
That is 205 Live.
Or put the cruiserweight division on SmackDown or stuff. I don't know, man. This is not working.
I just feel like...
You know what? Actually, I'll tell you why it's not working. I'm going to tell you why it's not working.
Tell us why it's not working.
I'll tell you why I'm mad.
Tell them.
We grew up in the era when WCW was smacking it, right?
Yeah.
We were watching wrestling back in the day when the big man, when we were kids, big man ruled wrestling.
Right.
Big man don't rule wrestling anymore.
They don't.
So the cruiserweights had a division for a reason. So they can stand out and show and apply their craft and show people what they can do to make themselves big name, right? Now, who are the champions today? They're cruiserweights. AJ Styles.
Yeah.
You know, Kevin Owens.
Like, Seth Rollins. Those are all smaller guys.
Daniel Bryan. Like, they're cruiserweights. Like, like, obviously, you got heavyweights like Brock Lesnar and whatnot, but you're having these guys face... You know what I mean? It's not...
So they might as well
just... The playing field's gone now.
They might as well just be in
Rey Mysterio was a world champion.
They might as well just mix it up.
So what's the point of making a cruiserweight division in 2017?
Yeah, I agree.
I think the cruiserweight classic worked.
Yeah.
And they should have only stuck to that as a tournament, a one-off special, and maybe do specials every year on the network. But in making it a division, the best thing about the cruiserweight right now is obviously Neville. Mm. He's smashing it. But if you're not...
It's dead, basically.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. And they really dropped the ball with Aries as well. That really pissed me off.
Right. Of course.
So, yeah. Should we get to the big secret reveal?
No, let's do Brock Lesnar first.
Brock Lesnar wasn't on Raw this week.
I know, but let's talk about Roman Reigns versus Samoa Joe.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I thought it was a great match.
It was amazing.
It was a really good match. How do you feel about Roman Reigns, Tay? Are you a fan?
I am actually a fan. I do like Roman.
Do you think the heat's deserved, though?
No. It's obviously not, but he's cool with it, so do you know what I mean? Like,
is he cool with it, though? Sometimes I feel like it throws him off.
Not anymore. I don't think now.
You don't think it throws him off anymore?
At the beginning, maybe.
It did. That time he got emotional after when he won the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, and he didn't understand.
And he apologised to Triple H backstage.
Yeah.
He said, sorry. Triple H was like, no, man, no, you don't have to apologise. Yeah, it got to him. And obviously that time when he got mashed up at WrestleMania when Seth cashed in.
Oh, yeah.
And they showed backstage footage of him crying to his wife's arms and he was all emotional.
I thought it was a great match.
I think it was emotional because Brock Lesnar slapped the shit out of him, though. I don't think it's anything to do with the fans.
And we called it. We said that Strowman was going to get involved.
Yeah, it needs to be a four-way.
It's going to be a four-way.
And Joe needs to win.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Why are you looking at me? He's looking at me like I said something. Like I said something racist.
Joe needs to win.
Why? Why not Strowman?
Strowman needs to go in the program with Lesnar now.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. And Joe needs to get that title. And then Joe needs to lose it to Reigns maybe in a future date. And then it needs to be Reigns, Cena, WrestleMania next year.
Can you stop saying that? Because the more you say it, it's going to happen.
Do you know what Cena said this week?
What?
I feel like it's going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell you right.
I don't care for Cena Reigns.
No one does.
I don't care for that.
I don't mind it.
I don't care for that, bro.
Cena said he's 40. His days are numbered.
So what does that mean?
Like, it means he's going to have another championship run.
Yeah.
And then he's going to go and do his thing.
So he's going to let Reigns retire him?
Probably. Like, who else can retire John Cena? Come on. There's no one else.
There isn't anyone else, to be fair. But I don't care for that match, though, man. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see another Cena championship run either.
No, I don't think he's going to win the belt anymore. I think his 16 is his mark. I think he matched with Flair. He's
beaten 16. Flair.
Oh, he beat Flair, didn't he?
Yeah. He beat Flair.
Or did he not match with Flair?
No, he was matched with Flair. Now he's beat Flair.
Nah, I think he became 16 champ this year.
No.
Yeah, when he beat AJ.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think he matched Flair's record. He didn't surpass Flair's record.
Google was our friend. Keep talking.
So I think Cena Reigns would be good, I think, for next year. Because they both, Cena could still go. I don't want to see Cena Reigns when Cena's all like past his prime. Or Hollywood Cena coming back like The Rock. When Rock come back and face Cena, that was...
You're right, he is 16 times.
Yeah. I'm right, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Did you just say Ace? Was I right?
You were right. Okay, you were right. Oh, all right, cool. He's won 25 championships with 16 reigns as world championship.
Mm-hmm.
World champion. An accomplishment previously achieved by Hall of Fame Ric Flair. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So you think Joe's going to win?
I hope so.
Well, there's rumours that Lesnar's leaving.
UFC.
To go to UFC.
Mm-hmm.
So would he leave after this match?
Possibly.
So then we're not.
I'm surprised he's back at UFC so soon after the drug failing, though.
We're not going
to
get.
Wasn't it supposed to be suspended for 2 years?
I don't know. So that means we're not going to get Lesnar Strowman in.
So yeah, probably not. So yeah, so probably Samoa Joe victory.
So you think of the four men?
Yeah,
Samoa Joe's going to win.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like that to happen. Who do you see taking his tay?
I would like Joe to win.
I would love Joe to win.
He deserves it. He's killing it right now.
And then if Lesnar is going to go, then he can just like pop in his space. Do you know what I mean?
Strowman,
like...
Yeah, exactly. Strowman's doing good. Sorry to cut you, Tay. Sorry. Strowman's doing good work, but most of that is because he's who he's against.
Yeah.
Joe is doing phenomenal work.
I do like is that...
Do you get what I'm saying,
Tay? They're making Joe look strong.
Joe's killing it.
I think he does that by himself.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Like, the words he used, I was like looking at it like, I feel like there's going to be assault happening. Yeah,
he looks real. It looks real.
That problem between him and Lesnar a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, we'll see.
Amazing.
Very good.
And I think they know what they've got with Joe.
Okay, cool. Book it.
Let's talk about it.
Kurt Angle.
Ace, can you talk about this, please?
I don't... So basically, Kurt Angle has been getting these phone calls every week.
Yes, please.
Corey Graves has been the only person that knows what's going on in Kurt Angle's personal life. Mm-hmm. And this week on Raw, he said he was going to reveal to the world what his dirty little secret was, and he was going to share it with us. Loads of speculations. Obviously, Dixie Carter has been on WWE programming recently, so we kind of thought it might be something to do with Dixie Carter.
Yep, I sure do.
It was Raw was in Nashville this week, and that's where she's from, so that would have been perfect for them to say Dixie Carter is. You know what would have been the if we had put Dixie in it? What would have been the story anyway?
I thought they would have done a thing where maybe she's been having an affair with Kurt for years.
That's not that juicy though, is it?
That's a good point.
It's not really that juicy.
Yeah. Or maybe they have a child together or something.
That would have been a bit more.
And that would have been.
But then Dixie's got a husband, and everybody knows Dixie's got a husband.
Yeah, but everybody knows that Jason Jordan's parents are.
Did they?
Yeah, they know who Jason Jordan was. Yeah.
Who are Jason Jordan?
They're an interracial couple that was in the front row in one of a wrestling event earlier this year.
Okay.
It's any storyline. It's all acting, isn't it?
The storyline, what the storyline ends up being is that Kurt Angle, correct me if I'm getting this wrong, had an illegitimate child that he put up for adoption. Is that what he said?
Yep.
And the child was Jason Jordan.
Mm-hmm. And then Jason Jordan decided to
join
look Wolf. For... No, but... no, but he wanted to look for his biological parents.
Yeah.
found his mother or something like that, and the mother told him who his father was.
And it was.
And then he joined Raw.
And he joined Raw.
That's how you join Raw. That's how you leave the brand.
Yeah. Two things about this.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, I don't like when WWE make us feel like we're stupid, or they think we're stupid.
I don't listen. No, personally, I'm angry with this.
Are we dumb to believe that Jason Jordan is Kurt Angle's son? Okay, whatever. You got to give us that. Secondly, if I didn't like the interaction with them.
Yeah, it wasn't. That was underwhelming.
It was weird.
No, but did you see the interaction they had on Raw Talk? Not on the Raw Talk. The interview they had with Renee Young.
No,
amazing.
What did they say?
Yeah, Jason Jordan was smashing it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't he do that on Raw though?
Yeah, I think
he should have done it on Raw.
Yeah, yeah. I thought Angle was good. Angle was crying.
What, them fake crocodile tears?
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh, that was good. No.
It was underwhelming for me, and I thought that it could have been a bit more.
Really?
Like, they should have gone, if they were going to do that, then they need to go ham in Raw. We're like, crying all over the place. Jason Jordan needed to say something, but it was just like, oh, my son, hug, and then done.
No. The only thing that is going to save this segment, yeah, is if Jason Jordan turns on Angle.
Oh, that would be great.
He wasn't there for me growing up. You left me. And he and Jason Jordan goes super heel and he's angry. That's what's going to save this.
Yeah.
I don't just want to see Kurt Angle accompanying Jason Jordan to the ring every week saying, that's my boy. That shit.
Mm-hmm.
We need it to be like more of a like in-depth, intense storyline.
Is it going to be like a Vince Shane kind of thing? Like one's evil and the other one is worse.
That's what it's going to be. They've got to they got to hate each other.
Interesting. Okay, I like that.
And that's somebody that's got issues with their own dad.
Wow.
I can appreciate this storyline.
Ace, you're dropping a pipe bomb right there. You dropped a bomb right there.
It's all come out
dropping
today.
A pipe bomb. As somebody that kind of relate to this storyline, I met my dad when I was like 28.
Okay.
So like, okay. And it wasn't that kind of Kurt Angle, Jason Jordan interaction. Sure. So I want to see them go at it. I want to see them because I'd love to hit my dad with a stunner every now and then. But I think that would be good for them. I think, especially for Jason as well, because we still don't really know anything about him.
Yeah,
he's like very vanilla. He's just bland. You know what I mean? So I want to see him with a bit of more edge. So to see him like be angry with Kurt as to like, you gave me up for adoption. Or you wasn't there for me. That kind of I'm angry with you storyline would be sick. And he could probably bring Kurt back to the ring as well. A match between them would be fire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
a match between them will be fire.
Would be absolutely fire. Like father versus son, that would be sick.
Okay.
Let's see where they go.
I like it.
They have to go that way.
I like it.
Just make it like I'm his chick. Don't make it like the Darren Young friggin' Bob Backlund thing where, that's my boy. Yeah, get in the ring. I'm going to train you now. You're going to be... That's crap.
Speaking of Darren Young, apparently he's coming back to the ring.
Why?
Just thought I'd share that with you. You excited about this?
With Bob Backlund, though?
I doubt it.
Okay.
No, we don't. Okay, I like it.
That's how they got to book it.
I like it. I want to mention a team for you to check out, Ace.
Come.
They're going to debut in NXT soon. Street Politics.
It's an interesting name.
Hard.
It's a UK rap group from back in the day.
No, they're like a modern day Harlem Heat.
No way.
Sick.
We good?
Sick. I'm gonna try and see if I can get them somehow to make their finishing move called World Star. Trust me, they look like two rappers that are World Star.
I know, but is it?
But they're dope. Angelo, you know Angelo Dawkins? Remember Angelo Dawkins?
No.
You've seen him before. When you and I was at the performance center at WrestleMania last year, there was this black guy doing the whipped cream skank.
Okay.
What's that skank tail? You know when they do that?
Okay, yeah.
Making it's it, whipping it.
Whipping it.
He's really good.
Is it loads of stereotypes though?
It's like they're going to be like flashy ballers kind of.
Is it going to be like Crime Time?
No, but they've got charisma, bro.
Crime Time had charisma.
Crime Time
did have charisma.
Not for me. No.
But it was very like...
No, these guys are good. These guys are like, you're likable. They're not... It's not like a negative stereotype.
Crime Time were over, bro.
No, they weren't.
Crime Time were over. Do you remember when Crime Time were over?
Tay staying out of this.
They started tagging with John Cena in that. They were over. Don't you remember that? Money. Yeah. All of that shit. They were over.
I wouldn't say that was...
They were over.
They had a little moment.
They had a good run. Nah. They did. Anyway. Shoot about SmackDown.
Smack Dizzle!
Smackdown with pants.
Yeah, it wasn't anything to jump about. You want to start this?
I can't remember where it was from. I think it started
off with the Punjabi prison.
Okay, yeah.
And Jinder coming down. Apparently Jinder has creative control of his character.
Really?
Which makes sense because he's Indian and the writers aren't.
We were happy when he got the title.
It's true. They're not.
They can't really tell him how to betray an Indian rich man. We were happy when he got the title, and then I was like, he's doing too much. And now I'm a believer again.
We'll see.
You're not into it?
He hasn't knocked it out of the park for me.
No, I think he's almost there. I think
he's gonna get cheered though in background.
I think like
you know that, right?
Yeah.
Like no one's gonna cheer Randy Orton over Jinder.
I think it now looks believable. Like at first it looked like a fluke.
Oh no, no,
I think now it's like
yeah, he's doing well in terms
yeah,
of that.
It makes sense, yeah.
I like Jinder. Mm. I just feel he needs to cut better promos. He's a bit
I think the promos are they're working, they're starting
I can hardly hear him.
How do you understand? Most of his promos in Punjabi anyway.
No, so you're not gonna understand. I'm not talking about language.
Okay, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about audible. When he's on the mic, he comes to promo like this.
You people don't think I'm wrong. Randy Orton, I'm going to beat you up. I'm going to take you.
No, that's his stuff.
I can't hear you, bro. Like speak
it.
Up.
I like it.
Speak up.
Well, and then he starts whining out.
You people don't like me. I know you look in the mirror every day. You hate
it. Nah, I'm for it. I'm with it. I'm 100% with it.
You people hate indeed.
I'm 100% with it. We got to Jinder.
No, I like Jinder. You know I fucks with Jinder.
Yeah.
I've been a Jinder supporter since they started changing him, making him, you know, a title contender and one thing there. But I just can't wait to see Orton get booed over him again. It's going to happen. I could be right, actually. Depends where it is, actually.
It probably will happen.
Yeah. Kofi Kingston versus Jimmy Uso. What did you think of the battle last week, Tay?
It was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Oh, the rap battle. Yeah, that was good. I liked it.
And are you enjoying Usos and New Day's back and forth?
I like it for now. I feel like it's going to get old real quick.
So they need to wrap it up by background this Sunday, innit? By the way, we all have to do our predictions for background in this episode as well.
Is that this Sunday?
Yes, yeah.
Oh,
it is.
Wow. Oh, yeah,
it's
cool.
Coming too quick.
So it was a nice match with Kofi and Jimmy Uso. Jimmy Uso defeated Kofi Kingston. Sami Zayn versus a debuting Mike Kanellis.
I don't remember this match.
No?
No.
I'm not surprised.
Was it boring? Oh yeah, Mike Kanellis won.
I don't understand why this was on SmackDown and not on Battleground. This is Mike Kanellis' debut.
Yeah.
He could have.
He didn't really...
So that means they're not going to wrestle on Battleground, are they?
He didn't come across well either.
No, he didn't.
He won because...
He's a good wrestler, but he just...
Maria Kanellis... kind of got involved in the match and stuff.
It's probably the reason why they took ages to debut him. He's probably needs to get used to the WWE way of...
I didn't like this match.
It wasn't a good match. No. But Mike Kanellis picked up the victory. Chad Gable had an interview with Renee Young and he's like, so what's next for you? And he's like, I don't know. I guess I'm going to be somebody else's son.
No, he said that he's got something planned. Well, I mean, what can he do? Like, he seemed like he has a plan.
Wow.
So what does that mean? A new character, a new partner, a new manager?
I don't want him to have another tag team partner. I think he just should push him as a single wrestler.
Is he light enough to be a cruiserweight?
I believe so.
Maybe he should do that.
I don't think
you
should go there.
You don't think
you
should go there?
That's slow death.
Yeah, Tay's right. Why are you condemning him?
No, because the cruiserweights need something. Maybe he might be the ingredient. Maybe he's the foe that Neville needs. I mean, no, okay. I don't know. Then I don't know what he's gonna do.
We'll find out next week.
Because he's not. He can't like every title in. On the SmackDown, I don't think there's a title that he can really challenge for right now. Nope.
Not at the moment. Maybe you say like later on down the line, but not yet. I don't.
Maybe he has to join the Titus brand, but that's another show.
Nah, I don't want him to. They'll think of something. I think they've got big plans for Chad. They'll think of something.
We'll see.
Rusev and John Cena. Cena comes out, does his, you know, American patriotic talk. You know, what's worse? Cena doing the patriotic talk or Jinder Mahal talking about Americans hating Indians?
Cena.
Yeah. Exactly.
Very.
Just very much hokey.
It's very hokey.
When you every man, woman, and child looking at that flag with the stars and you looking forward to this Rusev Cena match?
It'll be a good match, but it's not something I'll be looking forward to. But it will be a good match.
Did you see what Rusev tweeted about Shane McMahon?
No.
With the helicopter.
What did he say?
You see, when you don't respond to my video messages, you land in the ocean. Rusev is a bad man. I love him, man. He's funny. Becky Lynch versus Charlotte.
That was a good match.
Yeah, very good match.
Good match.
But Becky Lynch picked up the victory, which I was surprised about.
Well, they had to give her something.
That's a good point. What do we do with Charlotte? She should be a SummerSlam. She needs to win the match. At Battleground. That makes sense. And then she will have the match against Naomi at SummerSlam.
And Naomi's going to lose, unfortunately.
Yeah, she will. So that's going to be a great match. But that'd be a great match, though.
Yeah.
Brooklyn, Naomi versus Charlotte. Jeez.
I don't know if... I feel like Naomi might win it. Might win.
Really?
And then Carmella will cash in.
Yeah.
And then
Charlotte
Carmella.
Are we going to be there?
Will make you know what we the kick out will be at SummerSlam in some capacity.
Serious?
Yeah, we will.
All right.
It might be one of us. It might be both of us. But one of us will be there.
Wicked.
Okay. Cool.
You heard it here first.
That's official.
AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura versus Kevin Owens and Baron Corbin. Tay. Come to you.
Again, decent match, but it's kind of, I don't know, I feel like I see the same thing every week now.
Yeah.
It's
getting a bit boring.
It's sad, isn't it?
Yeah. Like they're all good.
I don't think we get bored of pay-per-views, but we definitely get bored of WWE programming.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there's pay-per-views out there that might not be as good as others, and you might be a bit disappointing, but I don't think we get bored to watch a pay-per-view. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? But you're right. Too much of these tag team matches every week. They need to think of a way to start
something else
engaging us now. Yeah. It's too much content.
Can I ask something of you, Skillet, please?
Yes.
Can you use an impression?
Who, Shinsuke?
I love it.
Try and get me in trouble. You know how many people try to tweet me? People tweet me every time saying, do the Shinsuke impression this week
on
Kick Out and do it on GP. And I'm like, well, you guys want me to get fired? I can't do this. Do you know who I am? he got dumped outside by Baron Corbin.
Yeah. Do you know what?
Ace, he got dumped outside into the crowd.
He's dead.
Ace, Baron Corbin dumped Shinsuke Nakamura, who I thought would be somebody that would slay Brock Lesnar one day, how I would have booked him. I thought somebody that would be up there, be toe-to-toe with Taker if they ever went that route.
Well, you had high hopes for Baron Corbin, who is now Mr.
Corbin is good, but...
I do you know what? I really wish he didn't have the briefcase, though.
He needs to cash in quick, innit?
I don't want him to cash in at all, ever.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't want Baron Corbin to be the champion. He's not ready.
And he won't be ready next year either.
I'll say like around like Survivor Series, probably then he's going to cash in.
I don't think he deserves it.
Then what they might do with Corbin, give him the Sheamus treatment where he cashes it in, have it for like a month or so, and lose it. Remember like Sheamus had it, he cashed it against Reigns and lost it.
Transitional champion.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I don't think he deserves it at all. He's not ready. He is not ready. Anywho, that was SmackDown. Should we give our predictions for Battleground?
Yeah, I guess I have to load up the matches.
Yeah. I don't think I've not looked forward to a pay-per-view more, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing on this card that I think is, like, something I should be really excited about.
No. All right, so here we go. Battleground 2017. We'll be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, ECW territory.
Great crowd will be there.
Oh, that's why Orton's going to get booed.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
ECW crowd. Or ECW kind of rapid fans.
Yeah.
Jinder's getting cheered, definitely. Ty Dillinger versus Aiden English. Oh, before we start this, actually, we didn't talk about the Fandango.
Oh, the X-Files. That was funny. It concludes this weekend.
It does. So we find out who's being... So it's going to be a new tag team, I guess.
Do you think so?
Yeah, it has to be.
Who?
Maybe a debut in new tag team. They've never been NXT before.
Who from NXT? If it was someone from NXT, who would be the team?
No idea. To be honest with you.
Who? What if it was a comeback team?
What, TM61?
Who?
TM, there was Australian guys.
No, what if it was a team that came back?
Oh, from back in the day?
Yeah. Because we've been doing that recently.
That's a good question. I didn't thought about that. Who would that be?
No idea.
World's greatest tag team.
That would be sick. What is Charlie Horse doing?
That wouldn't be sick.
What's Charlie Horse doing?
What's Shelton doing?
Well, Shelton's coming back, isn't he?
Apparently so. Charlie Horse, I think he's retired now.
Oh, he has?
I think he's training.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I can't think of another tactic. Can you think of any tactic?
No, I don't know.
No.
No. Is it just going to be like Ascension again or something?
It might. It probably will be. It might be Ascension.
No,
it might just be Ascension.
Can you imagine? That's after lazy all of that, writing.
After all of that.
So it comes to the day on Sunday. So, Vince, who do we have? To face Breeze Dango today. Oh, sorry, Vince, we haven't. What? Ascension is getting there.
It might be Ascension.
Fuck. I can't think of anyone.
I can't think of any
headbangers.
No.
So anyway, Ty Dillinger versus Aiden English is the first match that happens in Battleground. It's obviously going to be in the kickoff match. Tay, coming to you first. Who you got winning
this match? If Ty doesn't win, this is a travesty. Like,
yeah, you're right. They're really not doing anything.
They're not doing nothing
with
him.
Wow.
I think Ty's on the wrong show.
Wow.
I think he should be on on Raw.
He should come on Raw, win. He should be the one that defeats Miz for the Intercontinental.
Yeah.
I was just about to say.
Well, they've been, he's been talking smack on Twitter.
Yeah, to each other,
yeah. Yeah, so we'll see. Well, that should happen, but it probably won't. It probably won't.
No.
Oh, so the Hype Bros.
Sorry. Hype Bros. That's heels.
Oh, it could be the Hype Bros.
That's a good shout. That's a good shout.
Right, cool. There's nothing going on with them.
Oh, Sami Zayn does have a match with Mike Kanellis. On Battleground.
Rematch. I'm gonna say Mike Kanellis again.
Yeah.
I really don't care. Yeah. I'll say Sami Zayn.
I think you might be right, too.
Yeah.
Usos, New Day, tag team titles.
Usos retain.
Yeah, let's keep it on the Usos, man.
I think so too.
Let's do that.
You know, if New Day gets it, they're gonna like paint it light blue with stickers and all that. Charlotte Flair versus Becky Lynch versus Natalya versus Tamina versus Lana.
Let's go with Charlotte. I'm very interested with this whole Lana and Lana Tamina thing, though. Yeah. Like, what is that?
Yeah. I guess Tamina's trying to help Lana out.
But why, though?
I don't know, because Tamina's not really saying much.
Yeah.
She's really bad on the mic.
She's terrible.
And you know when they do that thing when they cram all the women in one segment? Yeah, why do they do that?
It's terrible. Right?
And then everyone has to go take their turns and say their piece.
You're waiting for your line.
Yeah, but Tamina was worse because Tamina, they were talking so much, saying something about Lana, and then Tamina was supposed to cut in earlier and she didn't. And she, hey! And she's like, she goes, hey! And then it was like a massive pause and she went, you watch your mouth. Fucking hell, man.
What if Tamina helps Lana win?
That probably is what's going to happen.
So you think Lana could win this?
No,
it's
well,
like another AJ Lee kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think
that's a bit boring.
They're going to do with Tamina and Lana what they were supposed to do with Nia Jax and Eva Marie in NXT days.
Right.
I think that's what they're going to do. But I think Charlotte will win this weekend. But I think down the line, that's when it's going to start.
Okay.
Cena versus Rusev.
Cena.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, maybe we haven't really seen Rusev on TV.
Rusev needs to come out, needs to go over.
You think so?
Yeah, because he's a free agent, he could lose there and go.
Yeah, but you know what? It's a flagged match, though.
Yeah,
that's what it's like.
Patriot, it's like USA. They're not gonna like it. If... I don't know.
You can't have Rusev and Jinder win at the same event.
What if it's a double turn, and Rusev picks up the American flag, Cena picks up the Bulgarian flag? Right, no, you're probably right.
You can't have Rusev because Jinder's definitely winning, I think. Actually, Rusev, no, we never know, but
they might jump Rusev now after that tweet you said to show.
They might do.
He landed the ocean.
Yeah.
Nakamura versus Corbin. Oh my god, Corbin. I don't care about this match.
Corbin's gonna win. Well, to be fair, Corbin doesn't need to win because he's got
Nakamura needs to win.
Nakamura needs to win.
Yeah, Nakamura needs to win.
He does.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm saying that.
He does.
No,
we shouldn't have to say that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We shouldn't have to say that. AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens, which is probably going to be the best match of the night.
AJ.
AJ and Nakamura. AJ. Ah, that's right. So Nakamura beats Corbin. AJ retains. AJ Nakamura SummerSlam because Nakamura needs a fast track, high, big spot match in Brooklyn with AJ Styles, and they're going to tear down the house. And this will redeem Nakamura.
There we go.
We hope.
And last but not least, the Punjabi prison match. Tay, I know you've been looking forward to this match. Jinder Mahal with the Singh brothers at ringside versus Randy Orton. Who do you have?
Wait, before you do this, do you know the rules of a Punjabi prison match?
No.
Do you know, no. Tay?
I think it's they escape free cages.
So you have to get out. It's the
like
first one.
Small is this little... something like 60 seconds? Or but how does that...
Yeah, I don't like... There's four gates.
So there's one where they lift up and then they go out and then so they have to climb
but
up.
But do they both have to be out?
I don't get it.
Do you know
does
what...
Does one the... get trapped and then you climb
no one,
over?
No one knows.
Do you know what the contraption is made out of?
Steel bamboo.
Reinforced steel bamboo.
What does that even mean?
I've never heard of that before. I don't think that exists.
That doesn't even exist.
But yeah,
I don't get it. It just seemed, it was like, yeah, like he was trying to explain it. It was like there are four sides and you can open this side and then there's another cage and then you go, like, is it the first one to escape? Is it just a normal 1-2-3 count? Is it like to fight to the death? Like who wins? How do you win this? I don't get it. We don't know.
I think you have to climb over the last one.
So you have to climb over the tall thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow, they're going to be knackered.
Yep. That's but who you got, Tay, to win?
Jinder.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Jinder as well.
You're going with...
He's doing well. I like it.
The Maharaja.
You're going over the Maharaja.
The Maharaja.
And you're not going to you don't like people like...
Yeah, it's definitely going to be Jinder. Yeah. Definitely, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Let's let Randy have a break for a little while. He'll probably leave for a little while and come back, come rumble or something. Yeah. So there you go. That was Battleground.
Wow, interesting week.
Yeah. I'm sorry that we didn't get you here for a more exciting week, but you'll be back though at some point.
Yeah.
Because no one does like the show once.
Yeah. Call me after like a pay-per-view. So and you don't
live... Yeah, absolutely. And you don't live far
I'm
from
close, local. Yeah.
You don't live far from the studio.
Nah, I'm local.
So we'll have you down more. And we got to start working on our visuals as well.
Yeah, we say this every week.
But I tell you what, though, I've got myself into a position where I'm making more money now. So why? So we could, I could
that rap
finally
star.
Put it in.
Rap star lifestyle.
I could finally put it back into our social media. Yeah?
Yes, sir.
I probably shouldn't have mentioned something.
We keep it all of this. Thank you so much for joining us, though. And she'll be back at some point.
I feel like we should ask Tay one more thing before she leaves.
But
I have no idea what.
Who's the hottest wrestler? Who do you fancy?
Yeah, why did we ask a woman this, though? We never ask men. We do, actually.
We talk about this all the time.
What, like right now?
Yeah.
Who's the hottest right now, in your opinion? And who did you fancy growing up? Obviously, The Rock, obviously.
The Rock I fancy growing up. And...
Roman Reigns, go and say it.
She doesn't want to say it.
It is Roman.
Sick.
So beautiful. It's so beautiful.
Roman Reigns.
I'll take it. I just want to boo and hug him at the same time.
All right, what about yay or nay, okay? And this is this look of... Shall we do of looks? Is this rude?
No, let's do kiss, marry, avoid. This is it.
Kiss, marry, avoid.
The Miz and the Entourage. And the Mr. Raj.
The Mr. Raj.
Who would you kiss? Who would you marry? Who would you avoid?
Right, I'm avoiding Axel because...
Really?
Yeah, can't do it.
He's the son of Mr. Perfect.
I don't care.
I
it's my guy.
No,
I know.
You marry him.
No. I'd avoid him.
Who do you think? Who do you
kiss,
think you
so...
are? That's joking,
you kiss
I'd
Bo,
marry the Miz.
And you kiss Bo?
Yeah.
You're a Bo Leaver.
Sorry, I don't really give much of a choice.
You, Skillet. Kiss, marry, avoid. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go on.
To Nia Jax, Sasha, and Bayley.
That's a hard one.
It's good. It's hard, isn't it?
It's actually very hard because Nia Jax is actually stunning.
She is actually very pretty.
She is.
And I don't fancy Bayley at all.
So you'd avoid Bayley.
So I'm going to avoid Bayley. I'll marry Nia.
Yes.
And I will sleep with...
Sasha. We said kiss, I'm just saying. Yeah, but, so
But Sasha...
Man in the gut, man.
I apologise. But Sasha, she thinks I look like her cousin, so...
Every time she sees you, she's like...
Snoop. So it's kind of put me off.
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Oh my God,
it is a bit strange.
I look at this. They're like, ask you a rude question. So how come you're the champion now? What's happened here, Sasha? I thought you were going to be the biggest thing in women's division wrestling. This has to happen for you.
That's
how do you feel? All right, your turn.
Go on.
Marry, kiss, avoid Natalia.
Okay. This is taking very long for you.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of... When, oh, Natalia, Carmella, and Emma.
Emma?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to avoid Emma.
Okay.
I'm going to probably kiss Natty and marry Carmella.
That was an easy one for you, wasn't it?
Carmella's very stunning. I think she'll make her look terrible, but I've seen pictures of her like without.
She's a good looking girl, but she's very, I think they do overdo it with her makeup.
Yeah, but they do that on purpose because to make her look.
Yeah, to make her look like what's it called again? With those, what was that show? And Snooki.
Oh.
Oh my God, Jersey Shore. Yeah.
Make her look like a Jersey Shore.
Yeah, character, yeah, you're right. Anyway, that was fun.
Yeah, so Tay, thanks for coming to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you so much.
All right, 22 people, rate, subscribe, comment. Peace.